Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pat Trendatar.
Ah.
Pat Benatar is trending. I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
Pat Benatar is not the thing that is most trending. We will get to that. But yeah, Pat Trendatar. So Ted Cruz did this like weird thing. Somebody was like, would these Democrats ever hold Joe Biden accountable? And I think we have a quote from him.
Yeah, let's hear what he's about to give us, a breakdown of all things satanic.
If the Senate gets the impeachment and a trial is held, do you think you could ever get a supermajority to remove him?
I don't think Senate Democrats, if you had video of Joe Biden murdering children dressed as the devil under a full moon while singing Pat Benatar, they still wouldn't vote to convict.
Eh? So,
he had it going there something? For a little bit of like satanic imagery, but I think Pat Benatar is the darkest form of rock music that he can conceive of.
Truly.
I think there's no other explanation for that quote, right? That's just like the hardest shit that he's ever heard.
Or
Pat Benatar.
Or you're one of these fucking loser politicians who is not nimble of thought, and you just like think of like you just say your favorite artist. He was like, wait, Pat Benatar? Fuck.
Singing A Whole New World from oh shit, that was My Wedding Song. Never mind.
Oh yeah, right. And it had to be the right version because love is a battlefield. What? Like, I'm going through her songs. I'm like,
love is a battlefield. I mean, that is the hardest shit since MC Ren, you know?
I mean, we are young.
Yeah.
Heartache to heartache, we stand.
There is one that is called Hell is for Children. I'm wondering if that is maybe what he was thinking.
And even then, are you like doing a deep dive, or you know Pat Benatar's catalog enough to be like, there is that song?
Yeah.
Wait, no, which is it? Are you just Googling Pat Benatar songs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, How do we know?
It's impossible to know. Hit me with your best shot. The sheer satanic majesty of
exactly.
Hit me with your best shot.
What about We Belong in Hell Together being Satan's acolytes? I think that's where We Belong was supposed to be. But yeah, I don't know. This was all in talking about like the possible impeachment of Joe Biden, and if they thought it could ever happen, if it got, you know, to the Senate. And again, they wouldn't do it if they saw him dance with the devil under the pale moonlight spinning around a We Belong by Pat Benatar with That's a little right. twirly cap on his head.
That's right. All right, let's get to the Titanic sub. So as of this recording, a couple hours ago, the Coast Guard announced that they had discovered a debris field and that it was the submersible with the five people aboard.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they're all presumed lost.
I think like most people, when you heard about the facts, which made the weird like thing about like, only 2 more minutes, only 5 more hours of oxygen left.
Yeah.
Which made the whole thing be very surreal. Like all the coverage has just been fucking all over the place.
Yeah. So weird. So ghoulish. So as of this recording, there's still plans. A UK's Channel 5 had whipped together a quickie documentary primetime special, Titanic Sub Lost at Sea, which was scheduled to air tonight.
Oh,
so basically just hours after the sub was scheduled to run out of oxygen. And we know when the sub was scheduled to run out of oxygen because over on News Nation, they actually had an oxygen remaining countdown clock during their coverage like it was fucking New Year's Eve.
And again, this is also based on like the loose figure, I believe, thrown out by like Seagate. Isn't that what they're called? Or
Ocean Gate.
Wow. Seagate makes hard drives. What the fuck am I talking about? Yeah, Ocean Gate. Like that figures them being like, yeah, there's like 4 days worth of oxygen on there. But
right.
How do you know that with like all the things that have been coming out the last few days where people who have like been on the sub themselves or even interacted with it are like, oh, I don't know about this. It was jank city.
Yeah. And this, of course, the obsessive news coverage of the sub disappearance is a glaring contrast to the paltry attention that the media has given to the boat full of 700 migrants, which sank while traveling from Libya to Italy last week.
I think we were talking yesterday, like, why are we so obsessed with this?
Yeah.
And like, I think part of it is it allows us to sort of engage with tragedy without fully engaging with how tragic our current world is.
Yeah.
You know, like I think on some level, some people are probably interested, like, will the billionaires live or die? Because it feels like there's a little bit of separation between the idea of you and someone who has $250,000 to go into like a fucking submarine to see the Titanic.
Yeah.
And people who are like escaping the countries they're in to try and have a better life. And their only recourse is to get on a boat that ends up capsizing. And like, you know, we're not seeing much of a outpouring of help in that direction. And I wonder, like, it feels like it's like one of those things you're like, oh man, there's like two like naval disasters. I think I'll take the one that feels a little less tragic rather than like confronting how fucked up everything is. And there's, you know, like it's interesting. The New Republic put a piece about, I was like, wow, all this reporting about the Titan sub and not talking about this boat full of migrants that capsized. And then like someone was like looking around, it's like they didn't, like you guys didn't even talk about the boat.
Right.
It's one of these things, like we're constantly bombarded with the tragedy of our actual lived world that I think it was easier to just switch out because people aren't able to have empathy, especially for like brown refugees.
Right.
That it just goes to oxygen countdown.
Yeah. And the mystery, like not knowing whether they were alive or dead, and also not having to necessarily feel sorry for some of the people who died in terms of the guy whose fault it was
right.
on board, and then the billionaire. But yeah, I mean, so CNN, like, you know, our writer JM went through and like put together just like a list of all the things CNN had covered on it. And I mean, this isn't all of them, but it's just right. this like rundown of like billionaire explorer and prominent Pakistani father and son duo on board the missing sub. Missing Titanic sub search continues. Officials fear oxygen running out. What's it like inside the Titanic touring submersible that went missing? Oxygen is running low on the Titanic bound submersible as searchers race to save five missing at sea. Search for Titanic submersible intensifies across vast area. Where banging sounds were detected. And then their latest story, news outlets go all in on missing Titanic submersible, but have they gone overboard in coverage? So they got,
yeah, it feels like one of those things where people outside like of CNN and just like outside of the mainstream media sphere, like, what about the other thing? And they're like, oh yeah, right.
Yeah. Presumably that last article was written by the hot dog man from I Think You Should Leave. Like, it's like, and we're all wondering who is to blame.
Yeah.
They also just love a nautical pun-based headline, the overboard in coverage.
Yeah.
There's also the Wall Street Journal, like, editorial board penned an article about how ProPublica's investigation into the lavish fishing trips of Alito and his, like, billionaire benefactor were just a fishing expedition. And, like, they didn't, neither article had any content, like, wrestling with the content. It really just seemed like they were like, well, we greenlight this on the basis of it being a nautical pun.
Well, but it was also, it was a fishing trip in question, so I guess they got away with that one. But
yeah. No, but that's what the double entendre. It's a blast, man.
Like, yeah, man, we can tick both boxes. And it just reveals so many things. Like, when this story happened, I remember, like, there were two camps of people on, like, the internet. One were like, ha ha, rich people in your tin can that look so janky from the outset. Like, okay, go ahead. And other people were like, where is your empathy? Mm-hmm. And then after a while, the where is your empathy people were also being asked, like, well, where is your empathy for this group of people who are also on a boat and hundreds more lives we're talking about? And then conservative media ended up finding a way to make this a culture war story, too.
Yeah. Fox News did a headline, OceanGate CEO explains why he didn't want to hire 50-year-old white guys to pilot the sub.
Yeah. Super producer Brian makes a good point. Is like that line about not wanting to hire 50-year-old white guys was him pushing back against experts who were probably constantly telling him, this isn't how you should do it. That's not going to work.
Right. 50-year-old white guy experts.
Yeah. Like, you mean people who are like foremost in their field? I guess not all of them are like that. I'm sure he's referencing some people that he had a tiff with, but they said 38 sub experts were warning that this shit was not safe.
Yeah.
So
he was saying, like, instead, I want to go the route that, like, pizza shops do in the summertime and hire kids who are out of school for the summer, who are just looking for some extra cash.
Oh, cool.
There also does just feel like a tendency for the extremely wealthy to be so ensconced from consequences of their behavior that they, like, start doing shit like this.
Yeah, and I think I was talking about how there was, like, people were, like, asking psychologists, like, whoa, what would compel someone to do something like this? And a lot of them were like, you know, people that are that wealthy can tend to be disconnected from what real living is like, and sometimes don't feel it in the same way. And they need to be in these situations that feel, like, existentially kind of iffy to kind of bring about this, like, feeling of, like, a lived experience or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all very
like once you get all the money that you've been chasing and that you think is going to deliver, like, some sort of, like, you know, transcendental meaning into your life, and, like, instead it's just emptiness, then you're like, well, maybe I just start doing the wildest shit possible.
Fuck it, I might die. Oh, I didn't. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels good. Now let me go fire 7,000 people.
Anyways, if you have a billionaire in your life, talk to them about make sure they're doing
about fucking off and giving away their money.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk millennial humor.
No.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And I have actually seen this pop up on social media, as not plugged in as I am on TikTok. People making fun of millennial humor and like, here's how millennials like talk to each other and stuff. And then they all talk like characters from like, it's like a combination of like Dawson's Creek and like Juno seems to be how they think like millennials speak to one another.
Yeah. I mean, it's like interesting. Again, I love Gen Z because y'all keep it so real and you have us shook all the time when you've made a new observation, when it's like, the fuck is this Choog shit? And we're like, Choogy? And like, you know, even what was the last thing we were talking about? Like the skinny jeans debate, like if they're dead, and people asking Gen Z people like, are my pants baggy enough? Is this okay? Please, please. But now it's like, it's truly now they're saying like the millennial humor is cringe AF, which mostly they're saying is like musical parody videos. Like they're like, look at this cringe ass millennial humor, which is like song parody sketches.
Oh, no.
Which
like our AKAs, Miles.
I know, but hey, this was the bread and butter of you know, the early 10s digital comedy. It was all about the fucking musical parody. And then also talking about like just self-deprecating jokes about like they're pointing to one thing where someone's like, this garbage bag is just like me. Get it? Because I'm literally trash. And you're like, Jesus.
So just self-deprecation without humor. Just
Yeah.
Literally trash, dude.
And I think I get it. Like, they're talking, like, because again, they are referencing these, like, I remember on YouTube, when you had, like, epic rap battles, you know, like, in these other channels that were just doing musical parodies, like, that was, like, the hottest shit on the internets for a long time. And I think they're just looking back at this stuff and like, oh, y'all still on this shit?
Okay. Right.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
So Weird Al doesn't have a future in this world. Like what are we saying here?
He's a grandpa fucking boomer, dude.
Okay. MTG versus Boebert. We talk tomorrow about the big showdown between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
But there's another showdown that seems to be even closer to blows than that one.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Lauren Boebert.
Apparently they had a little tiff, and someone clocked it on C-SPAN that like on the House floor, Marjorie Taylor pulls up to Lauren Boebert and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? And again, we're like, people were like, we don't know what happened. Then we find out that basically Marjorie Taylor Greene called her a little bitch because they were fighting over who gets to basically impeach Joe Biden first. They're like, I put out a bill. And then recently Lauren Boebert's like, I'm putting out a bill that it's going to impeach Joe Biden. And all the Republicans are like, fucking not now, please. We got to try and do something else besides this. And I guess now she's doubled down. When she was asked, like, when Marjorie Taylor Greene was asked, like, do you think you'll reconcile, you know, after like this little showdown? She said, absolutely not. She has genuinely been a nasty little bitch to me.
Whoa. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, she came back with, she said, I was sitting down, and so I stood up and said, I'm happy to clarify my public statements to your face. I told her exactly what I think about her. So I said, you need to shut up, because the only person that's recognized to speak right now is Luna. This is like when someone else was speaking. It's just all very, you know.
World Wrestling Federation. Or
yeah, yeah.
WWE.
And again, like, this is what happens when people racist meme their way onto the fucking seat of government.
Right.
People have no idea how anything works, and they're only there because of, like, their grievance politics.
Right.
And so they're just going to play that out in real time, and sadly just fucking people suffer, because the business of Congress right now isn't to do things like pass, like, equal protections for people in the United States. It's like debating fucking gas stoves or going after the dumbest impeachments. So, yeah.
This is... What are the impeachments over there? The Hunter things? The Hunter Biden
stuff?
And
like also like Biden's corrupt actions. You know, there's a few different ways they're trying to go about it. I think one might be with Burisma, which mm-hmm. we've heard this over and over again. And they're like, there's just no there.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, especially with people like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, like they campaigned off of like, and we need to impeach Joe Biden.
Right.
Like, for what? And they're like, I don't know, because they impeached Trump.
Right.
You know why? Because like these things. Oh, well, I just figured that's like something you just do to someone. You impeach them.
Yeah.
And again, that references why Ted Cruz was like, I don't see an impeachment going anywhere, because he could dance with the devil in the pale moonlight with Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
And murder all a right. baby.
Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yeah. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.